so cute and fluffy little yellow ones. And he got lots of those, and he had a wire fixed around in front of where the Stalkins was in the barn, and he had all these little chickens in there. He raised them, but that didn't work too good. It was in the Depression times, you know. And then he tried raising pigs. Huh? Well, it was kind of skinny pigs, I don't remember. Kind of skinny pigs. Oh, let's see, we had. My dad, he had some stands of bees right there on the cement where they used to, in front of where they used to have a huge barn on the other end of the lot there. And I told you, your mother, that story. Did you want to hear that one about the bees? Me and the bees? My dad had this front part of this here place in a clover. And it was up this high. And me and my sister, she was little, you know. We went down in front of those bees, and my little sister is so good-natured that I can't hardly believe what she did. She said, "I bet you daresn't go in the back of that hive and kick the hive." Well, we didn't know what happened, and I went and did it. Oh, yeah, every bee in that hive came out and just swarmed around me, and I ran up into this clover trying to hide from them, but didn't wasn't good enough. And I had sharp stockings on, and they just bit me, or stung me, just, oh, my arms and legs were just covered with stings. It's so funny. They all swelled up, and my aunt, my dad's sister from Chicago, came to visit us. And I know Aunt Martha got me some of these plaid stockings. Oh, and they went around this way, this plaid on it. And my legs were so swelled. Oh, Lord. I was so ashamed. And there this aunt I'd never seen before come to visit us. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, you know, some people have died if they got, a few stings. My eyes all covered with them. That's kind of funny. My little sister, I don't know. She never done another mean thing that I know of. She probably didn't have any idea what happened. She'd never been around much, you know. My grandfather owned this farm out in it was called Salem Fields. And now it's called Haskellville. Just out the other side of Payson. And how many acres there were? About 10 or 11 acres out there. And my dad had these horses. And we go out there and I'd help him harrow the... He plowed the ground and then he had me harrow, while he harrowed that part of that. Half of it was in apple trees. Half of the place was in apple trees. And he must have raised hay that first time, and then later one year, when I was a little older, he raised watermelons, great big beautiful watermelons, and so